Congress has made no law respecting an establishment of religion, abridging freedom of speech. California has attempted to do it. And there is a clause in the California Constitution that covers free speech. You know, this is one of the problems with this. I mentioned earlier today in this show, why do the people of California, 51 million strong and 2,500 miles removed from Mordor on the Potomac River, you know it as Washington, D.C., what do they need their government for? You mean to tell me a country that is, what, 40 times the size of Switzerland, which is one of the most successful countries on earth today, one of the wealthiest, happiest people on earth, you mean to tell me they need an exterior government? Why? For what purpose? Besides the fact they have their own constitution. Now, most Californians don't know how to find that constitution. They probably never read it. These are the tragedies of our day that we live among. First Amendment doesn't say anything about this, Mr. Trussell. And becoming an incorporationista and going along with this, all this does is muck the works up and then throw it into the hands of a federal court or the Supreme Court. Heaven forfend. Put your big boy underwear on or your big girl panties out there or your big girl female sodomite panties on out there and deal with this with California's laws. Now, I'm going to pursue this from another point of view that we're not supposed to. You see, law has to be in compliance. Any civil law, it's got to be in compliance with higher law. If it's not in compliance with higher law, it's an illegitimate law. And by the by, where do we, in the modern era, where do we get that? Where have we seen that at? In Martin Luther King's letters from a Birmingham jail, King cited St. Thomas Aquinas in what I just said, and he said, it's an unjust law. If it's not made in accordance with the law, it's an unjust law, and we shouldn't obey it. My, oh, my, how the whole thing has come full circle, right? So the Constitution of the United States, I don't have anything to say about this. Let's throw that out. The California Constitution could have something to say to it, but the California Constitution has to yield to the authority. What does the authority say about this? The authority says these people that are promoting this and want to pursue these marriages are seriously in serious danger of committing, and they already are committing, grave acts of mortal sin that imperil their eternal future. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. You can join our chat room. It's free. Don't cost nothing. At MikeChurch.com, click Mike Church Show Live Chat. Now, if you go in there today, do not be alarmed and go like, wow, there's only this many people in here. We don't know what's happened, why 70% of our chat room audience has bailed this week. But normally this thing is really filled and happening. Maybe you could fill that gap. So what law would apply? Well, number one, the law on marriage. Between one man, one woman, because God says. And number two, laws that ought to be put back on the books against sodomy. Certainly against public expressions of it. And heaven forfend, someone should be compelled to participate in it in any way, shape, or form. But I digress again. Listen to the judge's ruling, though. I almost spit my coffee across the room. Here's what the judge said Monday. A wedding cake is not just cake in free speech analysis. It is an artistic expression by the person making it that is to be used traditionally as centerpiece in a celebration of marriage. There could be no greater form of expressive conduct. Here, Rodriguez del Rio's plan to engage in speech. They plan a celebration to declare the validity of their marital union and their enduring love for one another. By the way, there is no validity to the female sodomite marital union. The state asks this court to compel Ms. Miller, against her will and religion, to allow her artistic expression and celebration of marriage to be co-opted to promote the message desired by same-sex marital partners and with which Miller disagrees. Then she explained, quote, now listen to this. No public commentator in the marketplace of ideas may be forced by law to publish any opinion with which he disagrees in the name of equal access. No person may be forced by the state to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance against her will. And the judge really throws a boomerang into all this. The law cannot compel anyone to stand for the national anthem. Well, in South Carolina, they're working on that, but they haven't actually accomplished it yet. Give those USA, USA Warhawks a chance. They'll get to it. No person may be forced to advertise a state-sponsored slogan on license plates against their religious beliefs. The state cannot meet the test that its interest outweighs the free speech right at issue in this particular case. And then the gentleman who wrote the story who's wrong about the First Amendment, but right about the rest of it, said, what is amazing is that this is a first-of-its-kind ruling. All across America, Christian wedding pros have been bankrupted, stigmatized, and run out of business due to their religious beliefs on marriage. And by the by, does anyone not think that this whole thing is a setup? That there aren't sodomites out there right now with ill on their minds seeking out bakers that they know won't bake the cakes, for example, so that they can take them down. I mean, this is really masochistic sick stuff. But we know that in cases that this has been that's what happened. That was the rationale. That was the reason for it. Who does that? Who goes into someone else's place of business, especially when the owner owns the freaking business, in order to try to make it so that they're forced out of business?